the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Garen Benfield of Shakedown City. Good morning, Garen.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Doing really well. Thanks a lot for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you on the line. And now I know tiny bits about Shakedown City. For one thing, I know that you guys met in the parking lot of Citi Field in 2023, I suppose for a Dead & Company show, and then you guys decided to jam.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from, which I get asked about a lot. And the plan was really just to get together and play that one afternoon in the parking lot. And all of us were sort of impressed enough by what we experienced that we decided to keep it going. So now we're, I guess, coming up on 2 years soon, played almost 100 shows, and it's great.
Cool. Well, I understand that the band Shakedown City channels the Grateful Dead without copying them outright. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, I think this music definitely invites a lot of creativity and room for interpretation.
Sure.
And I've always thought that it's more in the spirit of what the Dead really intended to not be. We're not literalists, if you know what I mean. We mm-hmm. definitely inject our own personality into the music.
That's a lot of fun. Then, you know, as a Grateful Dead purist, you may be dismayed, but you'll still get the essence of every song, which is cool. Do you guys have original music?
We're not doing original music, but it's interesting because there is so much sort of original energy going into the music that
cool.
I don't, you know what I mean? We don't really feel a lack of that per se.
Now, Garen, you were also a member of Gratefully Yours. Are you still?
I am no longer with them. Nope.
Okay. No worries. Just checking it out. Yep. So you were playing with them for a while, and then you decided to branch out and do your own thing?
Yeah. Well, in a really good way, that experience, although I've been a Deadhead for a long time and have played this music, there were elements of the catalog that I hadn't really touched in a while or at all. So that experience definitely primed me for getting together with these guys.
Cool. So is that a different experience? Do you play different songs than, let's say, other Dead cover bands? Do you choose, like...
Yeah, I mean,
Go ahead.
Yeah, this band digs pretty deep into the catalog, which is cool, and also combines different eras of the Grateful Dead. So you might hear, you know, a song from the 60s segue into a song from the 80s, and as I said, with a lot of our own sort of energy infused into it.
So that's pretty cool. Who arranges the music? Do you do that as a band, like, or does that just come up spontaneously, like you just go off?
Yeah, we agree on what songs we're going to do, and then we get together, and there are times when we will sound check a song and say, okay, let's see how this goes tonight, you know? And cool. There's enough chemistry in the band that it tends to fall together quite well. And the set lists themselves, though, are sort of meticulously constructed, which
cool.
I enjoy.
That must be a lot of fun, picking through the catalog of material and kind of piecing it all together is great. Do you guys practice then and work on segues and stuff like that?
We discuss them and theorize about them, and then we leave it mostly up to spontaneity, and so
cool.
far that's worked quite well for us.
Well, that's the most fun for a listener, like where there is an element that you could fall on your face, but then there's an element of absolute surprise and delight, which always makes going to see live music fun.
I agree with you on that completely.
So now, Shakedown City, you're going to be at the Town Crier this Friday night, and we're looking forward to that. You also, Garen, you also do some solo acoustic shows?
Yeah, and in fact, I've been playing the Crier for quite a while, like back when it was in the Pauling location,
yeah.
As a solo act. And then this will be our second time there as a band. We love the room. You know, I think it's one of the best listening rooms in New York State, so we are honored to be there.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen your name come up in the past, not only with Gratefully Yours, but playing some shows on your own and Town Crier and other venues in the area. So, folks, be on the lookout for Garen Benfield, solo acoustic, as well as part of Shakedown City, which is a joy. You should see this band. They're going to be at the Town Crier. It's an 8:30 show this Friday night, and folks can visit towncriercafe.com for tickets and further info. Garen, how can folks stay in touch with you and Shakedown City?
So shakedowncity.com is our website, and then we're on all the socials on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere you can pretty much find information about live music, but we're everywhere.
Love that. Well,
and
go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say also all the shows are recorded and posted on Archive and Spotify and Apple Music too. So it's all available almost immediately after the gigs.
Cool. Well, keep up the good work, Garen, and Knock 'Em Dead this Friday night. It's an 8:30 show, Town Crier in Beacon. Shakedown City is the band. Garen Benfield, our guest. Garen, thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Please go out, support live music and live entertainment.
Did you know, in addition to all the amazing concerts at part of